You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Carmen wrote in and said, my sister told me that she read something online about a company that wouldn't allow employees to use Post-it notes. She laughed because she said her old company had the same rule. If you used a Post-it note, you got written up in your employee file. Carmen writes, can you imagine not getting an annual raise because in your review they said you used Post-it notes? Thought you guys might want to see if anyone else has a dumb company rule like that. Thank you. Love my boys. Well, Carmen, we love you
back. Oh, gosh. Hugs and kisses to you.
And some people have already started writing in with a few, and we're opening this up to you. Stupid, dumb rules, either at your current job or at a job you used to have. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649.
We just had one a couple days ago, the guy that called in from the Amazon warehouse that, you know, he's in there packing classic boxes and doing things and getting things off the robots that are zipping around. And he said if you drop anything on the floor in the process of packing it up, you cannot bend over and pick it up. They've got to reach out to somebody else within the warehouse, file a report or something. They have to come over, pick it up, and put it back in its proper place.
I thought, as I recall, what he said is that he has to report it to someone else, and then that person sends a robot to pick it up.
No, the robots had to go around it because we were talking about it kind of gums up traffic. So it's like, pick it up and let things continue to go about their business, the robots. He's like, no, we got to leave
it. That's right. Can you imagine a job if you drop something, you're not allowed to bend over and pick it up?
Yeah. So I'm like, what? That gums up your whole process. Just pick it back up and throw it in the box and ship it off. He's like, no, we can't do it. No,
not allowed to do it.
So weird, man.
Talia wrote in and said, in college, I worked at a retail store that wouldn't allow women to wear fake eyelashes. The manager, a woman, said it looked trashy. Talia says, I only lasted 2 months before I left to find a new job. No fake eyelashes.
That's funny. That's weird. Here's a similar to that. This is a different body part. Gail wrote in and said, no open-toed shoes. No joke. My boss was a recovering sex addict, and he had a foot fetish. So I had to wear boots all the time. She says, it was too creepy working there, so I eventually quit.
Yeah, that would be creepy.
Hey, foot guy.
Douglas says, I worked at a law firm that frowned on employees hanging anything from their car's rearview mirror. They said it made a bad impression on potential clients who might see them in the parking lot and think we were a, quote, low-rent law firm, end quote.
Oh, I could see that. Okay.
So if the employees have stuff hanging from their rearview mirror, it right. makes the law firm look not as prestigious?
I guess
is
so.
That it?
It makes them look kind of silly, ridiculous. Here's John. 2 weeks after I left my previous job, a memo went around saying people weren't allowed to look out the windows at work anymore. He said it's a big arse glass building, but I guess too many people were just sitting there daydreaming during working hours.
So the rule is you can't look out the window.
Stop looking out the window and look at your computer instead, you guys.
Seems like they would just put up blinds or whatever.
I guess it's easier. It's cheaper to send out an email, I guess.
God. April just wrote in and said, funny you bring this up. We just got a company email this week saying Post-it notes can only be inside folders or inside desk drawers. They cannot be stuck to the walls of your cubicle or on your desk or on your computer screen. She says, I counted when I took mine down. I had 34 up in my workspace. Yeah. And then she said, I think I may have been the reason for
yes,
the email.
Part of the problem. You're making the office look trashy and cluttered. I'm kind of on the office's side with this.
Let me see. In my little workspace right here, I can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and I'm not making this up, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I have 12 Post-it notes up.
It's too much.
It works. I mean, one of them has the current Mindbender score.
Yeah.
Right? It's a Post-it note right there. I can see it's 20 to 17 and a half.
I feel like the purpose of the Post-it note is to glance up and see something quickly. But once you start getting so many, then it's taking you 5 minutes to glance at all of them to find the right one that you need.
Mm-mm. I know where everything is.
I'll be damned.
It's like people who have a messy desk, right? Yeah. And you say, please don't clean my desk. Like when the cleaning people come to my house, I have my desk in my room, and the rule is clean everything in the room, great, but don't touch the desk because I know on that messy desk where everything is.
God, I wish they'd rearrange your sticky notes just once.
Wouldn't that be great?
Pull a little prank on Mr. Testa.
Olivia says, my mother works in an office that doesn't allow cell phones, not even in your purse. You have to leave your phone in your car and check it during breaks and lunch.
Okay.
She says she hated it at first, but now loves it that way. She says her distractions have disappeared and she gets more work done.
Again, you're focusing on your work versus your phone, just like the window guy that wrote in.
Interesting, isn't it?
Here's a couple more. Isabel says an email went out that said we can't ask others if they want to come grab a coffee in the break room. The message pretty much said, get your coffee and get back to work.
Oh,
pretty solid.
No fraternizing.
No mingling. Kevin says, I work at a warehouse. We have a lock on the first aid kit, so if you need a Band-Aid for a cut, you have to get the key from the safety guy, which turns into a whole reportable incident and mountains of paperwork and investigations. He says we use an unbelievable amount of duct tape now at the warehouse. And a couple quickies. Mary said no hoodies at all at the office.
Oh, and quit. You got to quit, Mary.
I know. And then Heather says memo went out that says we are no longer allowed to cook microwave popcorn. The fire department has been called way too many times.
Yeah, burned popcorn also just smells bad.
It's really bad.
Misty says she counted. She has 49 post-it notes up at her workspace.
Oh, my gosh. That's a lot of notes.
49 is pretty good. Allie heard that we were moving our studios and says, I'm going to miss your weather updates. My office is across the street from you guys. I always knew I could get accurate Glendale weather from you.
Well, just use your phone now.
You know what? I think if we're moving just a few miles away, Allie, I think it'll pretty much be the same court. Listen, the forecast is the same for both you, Allie, and us in that Colorado Boulevard traffic sucks beyond compare.
I can't even tell you how much I am not going to miss this traffic.
That is one of Jeremy's happiest things.
So excited.
Is that we no longer are going to have to be at all the red lights on Colorado Boulevard.
My new commute to the new studios, which is out in Lone Tree, Park Meadows area, I think I'm going to hit maybe three lights. Maybe. All
there
the way
go.
In. It's going to be so nice.
Susan says, back to Dom's post-it notes. There was an employee, and I never knew who that was, who would rearrange my post-it notes every time I got up for a break. I would come back, and they would be in the shape of a smiley face, maybe my name spelled out.
Love it.
Possibly in the shape of an animal. She says, so annoying. Maybe, but that's actually kind
of
funny.
I love it. And I would go take that a step further. I'd get other post-it notes and make just various other notes and then stick them up along with the post-it notes.
Yeah, try to copy their handwriting
if you
could. So then
they're like, what does that mean?
Put up a post-it note that says, quit today, and then the boss walks by. Wait, what? Cheryl says, in her office, one rule was no Crocs.
That's a good rule, Cheryl.
You like
that's
that one?
A good rule.
Pam says, I worked at an office for a year. One rule was no one was allowed to use a blue pen. Everything had to be in black ink. Never did get a good reason why. You know, Pam, that could be as simple as the person who made the rule has like a... It's their little... I don't want to say OCD. I get yelled at by OCD people whenever I say OCD. So I'm not saying OCD. But they might have some sort of their personal quirk. And so then they foist that off on everybody.
There's something from their childhood. Maybe they were poked in the leg with a blue pen or a black pen, you know. Ray says that my last job, only one person at a time could go to the restroom. There were usually at least 60 people working there. You had to sign in and out with the time that you went into the bathroom and out of the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
That's awkward if you have a tummy ache. Ray, why were you in the restroom for 45 minutes? Well,
Derek says, I'm a sales manager at a car dealer, and on occasion, one of my colleagues was known to rev the engine when showing a car. Our owner's wife got tired of it and implemented a $25 fine per rev.
Really? At a car dealership? You can't even give a little juice?
You guys make us laugh as always. Thank you for reaching out to your boys. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. And now, Jeremy, are you ready for something completely different?
Completely shifting gears.
We're going to completely... We asked Danielle, who sent us a text message, to call because she's upset with Jeremy's review of a particular movie, and she wants the floor to argue why your review was wrong.
So tell us the movie, Danielle, and tell us why I was wrong.
Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, I'm really nervous, but...
it's all right.
My text said it pretty... pretty darn
Yeah, but we only read the text.
We don't want to read a text on the air. We want you to passionately,
come on,
you know, explain. But first of all, tell everybody what the movie is.
So the movie is Top Gun Maverick. Like I mentioned in the text, geez, where do I start?
You had listened to a podcast or something, right? Because that movie came out in 2022, so you had listened to a podcast recently, and I was belittling the movie Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a little too much. I couldn't let
A little
it go.
Too much. All right. Sorry.
So, geez. Well, the story was really good, for one thing. It was incredible, and the acting was great. The cinematography was outstanding. Like, every angle you could see everything was
Jeremy, what did you think of the cinematography?
The entire movie was crap, Danielle.
Wasn't there one thing, just one thing you liked? One thing?
No, the movie started off with Tom Cruise parachuting out of that plane going like Mach 500, and he survived. So, like, it set you up for, like, well, this is going to be ridiculous.
I'm not saying every single part was absolutely realistic or anything like that. You know, I'm being real about it. But
you're liking the escapism of it, and Jeremy usually trumpets escapism for movies. But this time he didn't. I will tell you, Danielle, there was a part of the movie that he loved, and that was when the credits rolled at the end.
Yeah. She's like,
oh. Oh, my.
And was I wrong with my comparison to Star Wars when the X-Wing fighters are flying through the tunnels and everything of the Death Star and they got to get the bomb in the certain spot to blow up the space station?
Top Gun
That's
was the
exactly
same
what Top Gun Maverick was. They were flying through the canyons doing special loop-de-loops,
hey,
had to land the
yet.
Bomb in the specific
no spoilers,
spot.
I haven't seen it.
And then they zip out. Star Wars style. It's Star Wars.
I'm no Star Wars expert, so I'm not going to really go into that because there's not a whole lot I can say about it. So I'm not saying you're wrong. You know,
Danielle, you just liked it because of the shirtless volleyball scene. You can just come out and say it. You can just come out and say all those guys playing shirtless volleyball got you all Twitter pated.
God, Jeremy.
Is he wrong?
Am I wrong?
Is he wrong?
Yes.
Are you a lesbian?
No!
No.
Good grief, no.
Well, I thought maybe that's why I was wrong.
Well, you know,
it's an honest question.
It's an honest question.
Obvious, because you seem so, like, no.
I'm not saying it was, like, the worst part or it was totally unnecessary. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying it was awful. I'm just saying that's not what got me into the movie.
All right. Well, can we still part ways friends, even though you liked it and I hated it?
Yeah, because like I said, everybody has their opinion, so, you know.
Well, we're glad you called and got passionate about that really bad movie, okay?
Wait a minute.
No, you go have a great day.
Thanks for calling.
Okay. I have no dog in this fight because I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
Don't bother me.
But you notice it's been out a year and a half, and I haven't rushed to see it. Don't bother?
Nah.
Danielle, thank you for having fun with your boys in the morning.